Welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
And I'm Marie Larson.
And we don't have Mike Brown with us today, but we had to record something. We've had like 98 rain days in a row.
It's October. Like, it's crazy. Like, welcome back to school, you guys.
I know.
Plus a month.
Yeah, that's right. Plus a month. I so we feel bad we have not been able to do episodes, but we really wanted to do one. And so we said, oh, well, we're going to have to fire Mike, but just for this episode.
Brown's fired. There you and go. We're coming to you like after school on a Friday. So, like, this who dedication. Knows what we're going to say?
Oh, I was going more for dedication. You're going with inappropriate.
Oh, I mean, always. But I'm also like coming off like my already like first cold of the school year.
Yeah,
poor you get my deep voice.
Poor Marie. She sounds like Barry White. And
I mean, I'm fine with she's, that.
And you're on like day 8 of the Whole 30 diet.
Yeah.
Which is like.
No, I'm only on day 5.
Oh, day 5. You're just acting like you're on day 8.
No, I mean, I feel like day 8, you're supposed to be better. I feel like the sugar's still leaving my body.
That's right. So Marie's got exact. We got to keep this podcast short or Marie might crash. And
I didn't bring any appropriate snacks.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll watch it. We'll watch it. Well, we wanted to do an episode about free choice because, boy, it feels like with all the content that used to be, save for older grades, right, but has been pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed over the last years down to the younger kids. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I hear from teachers constantly is I don't even have time to get to all my curriculum, right. Let alone...
Let kids just be kids.
Yeah. Right? And we all know it's important to parents. Like, parents want recess. Parents want their kids to have that playtime. And, you know, as adults or as teachers or educators, we all know the importance of kids just playing with each other and learning lessons through play, right?
Yes.
But how do we work that in? So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So let's start like with why is it important? Like outside of us just knowing, if you're going to justify why you need to do brain breaks or free choice or whatever you want to call it, why is it important to have that time? So what would you say, Marie? Why is it important to have that time for your kids?
I mean, I even think about just me as an adult after I work for such an, you know, for whatever length of time and I personally need a break.
Yeah.
I mean, I think just for, you know, kids need a break. I need a break. We all need a break.
Yeah.
And I think we just think we have to push when really we can sit back for a few minutes.
Yeah,
and
we can ease
breathe.
Up. Yeah. When for kids, it's the whole sharpen the saw, which is, and I'm sorry, if you listen to this podcast, this was about like, first year podcast, I talked about sharpen the saw.
It was like pre-Marie Larson, so probably nobody was listening.
Yeah, it was PM, pre-Marie. and so if you did not hear this, this is from Stephen Jay Covey, and he wrote this book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, right? Mm-hmm. And one of his things was sharpen the saw. And the story is that there's a person who's cutting down a tree with a dull saw, and somebody comes by and says, hey, you need to sharpen that saw. And they say, I don't have time to sharpen the saw. I have to cut down this tree. And that is a perfect analogy for what education is right now in that it's like, well, I don't have time to stop because somebody has emotional issues. I need to keep on pushing content, right? So that would be one of my biggest arguments is that if you don't have a happy child, then you don't have anything. I would trade any test score for a child that was happy. And I think any parent would too.
Absolutely.
And so happy children, well-adjusted children do better in life. Than just children who know a lot of things.
Well, and I think this is such an easy way for kids to work on problem-solving skills, for kids to work on social skills, for kids to really think about their emotions and what they need, what a break looks like to them, which I think is what we're going to kind of talk about next, like what it looks like.
It is. So the first thing I would say is if you're going to try brain breaks and or free choice in your classroom, really be thoughtful about how you're planning it. So what it usually was when I did it as free choice, it was just like, okay, I'm out of patience or I'm out of energy. I need 10 minutes. And I would just say play. And my kids would just play. It was very unstructured. Where I still do that sometimes, but there's other times when I do it and it's much more structured, or at least I put some thought into it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I think I was thinking about it too. Like I would always pick like the same activity for everybody to do. Like let's all do a Go Noodle dance, or let's all, you know, I would choose the activity. But then I think I thought a lot about kids take breaks in different ways. We talked, so I did a lot of really purposeful lessons on thinking about when your brain feels full or when your brain feels like you can't do any more work, what do you need to do?
Yeah.
That's how You Do You Time was born.
I love this. So yeah, Marie started calling this You Do You Time. And I loved it because free choice has a connotation to it,
mm-hmm.
right? It's kind of like free choice is just like a wild, like everybody would picture kids hanging from the ceilings and just like yelling and running around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where You Do You has a name that really implies something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, so now this time in my class, and we do call it You Do You Time. So when before we start it, we think a lot about what our brain and what our body needs to keep going. Like the purpose of this time is that when it's over, however long it is, 10, 15 minutes, you will feel ready. You did it right. You made the right choice for you. If when you come back to the carpet to listen to me teach, you are ready.
Yeah.
So, and it, I mean, it's a lot of trial and error, but like sure. What it looks like is I have some kids who are drawing because yep. that's what they need. I have one kid who just quietly reads and loves it and feels mm-hmm. great afterwards. I have one kid who bounces a ball over by our mailboxes because he needs to move. Or there's mm-hmm. a small group of kids that do a Go Noodle, but everybody is really thinking about what it looks like for them.
Sure. What do you need mm-hmm. to have your body and mind ready for what we are doing next?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you say that to kids, that it's not just we're taking a break just because.
Right.
And, you know, it really is we're doing this for this outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And so I do some You Do You Time as well. And I also do prescribed brain breaks where – So this is the first app recommendation that I love this app. So it's called Classroom Roulette. And Classroom Roulette is basically a big roulette wheel, but you can put whatever you want in each of the pieces. So like if you would think about like the Wheel of Fortune,
uh-huh.
like spinning wheel, but each tile you can put different words, oh, right?
I love that.
So you could use this for names anything. Or anything. So I put like 12 different activities that we could be doing and then I spin it. And then, so if it's a classroom activity, we're all doing it, I just spin that and then we go by it. And the kids like it. And it's also kind of that good lesson builder of like, well, I'm sorry it wasn't your first choice, but that's what the class is doing.
But it's kind of nice too because the decision is made and it's in a way where you're thinking, this is random. Like I didn't yes. pick this, the wheel picked
it. But yeah, exactly. And you're not picking what you need. Like there's times when yes. I want to say free choice because I'm out of energy and I'm like, I just want you to go do something where right. I can like check my email and do whatever. But this is something where it affects me too. Like if it lands on a game that I have to lead, then I have to lead it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it really brings me as a part of the classroom community rather than it just like you guys go do something and leave me alone.
Give me a minute.
That's right. And I'm not saying again that that's wrong. There are times you need a minute and you got to take time for you too, because otherwise you are going to be a grumpopotamus and
grumpasaurus. I like that one.
Okay, so you're gonna be a grumpopotamus and go off on your kids or do something. You're like, wow, I wish I would have had a chance to take a breath or a break.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes these turn into the teacher that likes quiet. They're like, we're going to always do yoga, or we're always going to do some quiet activity where you're reading. And I think that is short-sighted too, because all, like you were saying, all kids need different things.
Right. But yeah. And I do think it's important to introduce kids to these different things. So sometimes I do let them choose, but sometimes I say, like, we're all going to try this. And then after we, like, have a quick chat about it.
Yeah.
Like, if we did yoga, how did yoga make you feel? And for some kids, they've never done it and they love it. And for yep. some kids, they're like, I couldn't focus.
Right.
But then they can really think like, oh, that's maybe not a choice that works for me, but they all tried it.
Yes. And I love how you do that, that you say like, well, try it once. And if you don't like it, next time it comes up, then that's okay. You can pick another quiet activity while we're doing that, or pick something else that you need to do to be ready.
Right.
But as a class, we're going to be doing this. Well, yeah.
And I think sometimes like if I do need it to be quieter, I feel like we all need it to be quieter, I give them 4 or 5 choices that are all
yeah.
pretty chill.
Okay. All right.
Right? But I think another one that I like to do when it's more me making decisions is we do like a partner time. So I give them some things to do with a partner, but I pick the partner.
Okay.
And I think what's been cool about that, I don't always pick the partner, but when I do, it kind of has formed these friendships that might have never happened.
Okay. And it's not academic, so it's not.
They're playing a game together yeah. or they're drawing together and they can just talk and get to know the other person.
Nice.
So when you kind of control who they're with, then you see them then playing together on recess or talking more.
Gotcha.
Or they're more willing to be partners for reading or academic things.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So obvious ones would be like dance parties, mm-hmm. you know, some things that come to mind would be a Go Noodle. If you want to get things off of YouTube, YouTube has tons of stuff like for Just Dance, like from that video game, or different dance parties. One thing you can do is you can use ClipGrab, and ClipGrab is a free app where you can download YouTube videos. And it's not, I wouldn't call it, it's not illegal, but you have to be careful. Like, Marie's like trying not to laugh. I'm not trying to get people arrested here. No, but it's, you have to be careful when you're downloading from YouTube, because if you download it and then let's say you share it out like on a public area, then that can be an issue. But if you're just downloading it for personal use, it's okay. There's also, if you want to use YouTube, but you don't want all the ads and that kind of thing, ViewPure is a good one, and so is SafeShare.tv. Both of those are great ways where you can share videos with your kids or put videos up on the board, and it gets rid of all the ads or all the, like, if you would like this, you'd like that. It gets rid of all that stuff, because that's where YouTube can fail you, right? It's like, hey, if you like this.
I think we've all had a YouTube fail where you're like, ah, get that off the screen.
I had one where it was like, I was showing something about baby chicks, and then it,
my mind is already going.
Yeah, and it was showing Captain Morgan's rum, like for the commercial at the beginning. I was like, ah, like trying to stop it.
You're like, turn it off.
Yeah, so that's my great story. Anyway, so dance party, but along with that, viral videos. There was one I can think of where it's like a squirrel, and somebody like dubbed their voice over the squirrel, like talking about like where it like hit its acorns or whatever it was. And it was hilarious. And it was going around on Facebook, and I was like, this is appropriate. My kids would love this.
Yeah.
So it was another thing we could share as a class. And then it became like an inside joke.
Well, it's a bonding thing, right?
It is. So that's fun too. Oh, Marie and I both love this one. Guided drawing.
Yes, and that, it's Art Hub for Kids. Is that?
Yeah, Art Hub for Kids is on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's cool because Art Hub for Kids is this guy, and then he has like these kids that will work with him. So he guides the drawing step by step, but it shows his paper side by side with what a kid's looks like. So the kids, when they're looking at theirs and it doesn't look perfect, they can kind of see that there's not like a...
It's set up so cool.
It is
awesome.
And even
my kids who are kind of intimidated by drawing, like mine won't look very good, they'll do those videos because they're like, oh, mine looks like that kid's.
Yeah, and they have one for everything. You could be like Halloween or like a popular cartoon characters. Just everything. If you just
it's fun. They love it.
So that's one if you don't want to guide the drawing. Another one you could do, though, is like an example, like in the back of a Dog Man book. They have a guided thing of how to draw something. So I just use that, and I guide the drawing up on the board so they can see it, and then they follow along. And the kids, they really like it. It's a chilled activity, but when they're done, you can say, all right, now take a couple minutes and color it in the way you want to. Or it's a very kind of cool art activity.
We've done that too with like Dog Man, where afterwards they have to build a story around it or like build a setting.
Yeah.
It's fun. And then it can transition into writing or whatever.
We're not talking about academics here, Marie. Don't bring academics into this.
Stop it. You're the problem.
That's right.
Did you not hear the beginning?
Yeah. Don't bring your teacher into this.
Just kidding. Don't do any academics with it. Just let them color it and...
That's right. Like back in the day, you just color it. You take it home. That's right.
Hanging on your locker.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So let's talk about some old school ones, man.
Old school games.
Yeah.
Growing up, it was called Mummy Ball, but I feel like it's called different things.
All right. To explain, what's Mummy Ball?
But Mummy Ball is where they all sit. They love sitting on tables. They're not allowed to sit on tables. Yep. They sit on tables and they have to be quiet, and like the floor is lava and you throw the ball around. If you drop the ball, you're out.
Okay, and you use like a squishy ball. Yeah.
So they pass it around, but it's good for social skills because in order to throw it, you can't say names, so they have to really practice eye contact.
Oh, that's good.
Which is huge, right? They don't. Yep. I mean, that's a good skill. Yeah. So they have to pass it, and I ref the game, and whatever I say goes. But if you talk, you're out.
If you talk, you're out, and if you throw a bad pass, you're out, or if you don't catch it, you're out. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And my kids, we started playing this after Marie told me about it. And they love Mummy Ball.
They love it.
Love it. The one that I love from old back in the day is 7-Up.
Oh, yeah.
7-Up, I think, is a classic.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what 7-Up is, you pick 7 kids. They come to the front. Everybody else in the class puts their heads down, and they put their thumb up, but they hide their eyes, like, so they can't see who's coming around. Your 7 pickers come around. They push somebody's, just one person's thumb down. They come back to the front. And then the kids who have their thumb pushed down stand up and try to guess who got them. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole game. I love this one at the beginning of the year, though, because names, learning names.
Yes.
And I mean, it's those games. There's a reason why people play people them. People
play games.
Yeah.
We play hot potato.
Oh, nice.
I mean, we play telephone. Oh, sure. They pass the ball. I don't know what that's called, where they like pass it around. One person hides.
Okay.
I think it's called like pass the button.
Okay.
And like whoever is at the end of this song hides it. Everybody pretends they have it. They have to come out. That's good for names, too. They have three guesses to guess who's holding the ball.
Oh, okay.
They like that one.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I'll teach you the song.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Sing it for everyone right now, Marie.
I mean, I don't know that the audience wants to hear it.
No, they probably don't. No, I'm kidding. They love to hear
it. They probably would love it.
Yeah, Marie. But that'll you have to have your piano.
That'll be in the outtakes.
In the outtakes. Marie is a great piano player. We'll have to have you bring in your piano one time.
Eric plays the guitar. I feel like we should have a musical episode.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of pressure.
That'll be another one when Brown's not here. He would not approve of a musical episode.
I don't think so. I don't know if Mike plays any. Well, no, Mike played
the drums.
Drums back in the day. Oh, man. We could have a whole band. Anyway, but look, come back to what we're talking about here. So anyway.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
Now that you have some ideas, first of all, the first thing I would recommend, and Marie would recommend, would be calling it something other than choice time.
Mm-hmm.
Call it You Do You, so it seems like it's
purposeful.
Some new thing you just invented, right?
Yeah.
And then make it purposeful however you need to. So like if your class is having trouble with X, then think about activities that would help with X, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of just being a time for you to have a break and for them to have a break.
And I think any time, I mean, I've been really... I think really hard about if I can give the purpose and the why behind why we're all doing something, it's so much more powerful. And even if after you either introduce an activity or you all, I mean, we'll have You Do You time and it does not go well and I'll bring them back and I'll be like, how do your brains feel? And like, we kind of unpack it and they're yeah, that wasn't a good choice for me. But right. I don't know, just I think anytime you can really get kids think about how their bodies are working or what they personally need as kids and as learners, it's so much more powerful than if you just said, leave me alone.
Okay. Yeah, go outside and play.
But it's also okay to do that sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, like I was talking about that app, Classroom Roulette, which makes it kind of fun way to choose. But you could do it however you wanted. And we gave you a bunch of ideas, both tech and not. Oh, and one I forgot. One line. Where on Seesaw, you draw a line.
Oh, line game.
And then you share it with your kids. And the line is just a swiggle. And then you have your kids finish the squiggle, and then they basically
make a picture.
Yeah, they turn into a picture. It's a fun art one. I do it in Seesaw. You could do it however you wanted to, but it's fun in Seesaw because they get to comment on each other's drawings.
Yes.
Yeah, and parents all look at it like, what on earth is
this? What is happening in this room?
That's right. Anyway, the next part besides that would just be planning it 3 times per day is what I go for.
Mm-hmm.
Don't always make it. But I kind of think, like, for every hour and a half of learning time, I like to give them that brain break. So it depends on your schedule for the day. If you have a lot of sitting, you have a time when there's a ton of, you know, that kind of structured time, then have this happen. And it's different than recess. Just because your kids got out for recess doesn't necessarily mean their brains are ready to learn. They can come back in and they had an argument with a friend or they didn't do anything.
Right, and they can be quick. When we do it, it can be up to 15 minutes is the longest I usually do it, but it can be 5. It can be 2.
Oh, sure.
You know, and it can be quick.
It can. Totally can. And just remember, like, sharpen the saw. Like, if you need to justify this to an administrator that walks in or a parent or whatever, then really talk about the emotional and social needs of your students and that you thought about that and that was in your planning. I really don't know of any parent or administrator, if they came in and say, why are you playing? And you're like, oh, no, this is not play. This is guided play.
Well, here's the plan. This is the purpose behind this.
Yeah, then, I mean, if you have a purpose behind it, you're going to be good to go.
Like I said, pull the kids in on the purpose. Like, let them know.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great thing for them to be reflective on.
For sure. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode today. I know that You Do You time for me and for Marie as well, is something that really is a vital part of our classroom community.
The kids look forward to it.
They love it. And it really brings us closer together and bonds us together. So we love it. And if you know what? I want to do a new thing. I forgot to mention this. I know this has been a long podcast, but I want to hear from people that listen to us. There's a lot of people who listen to us.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that was braggy. there's a lot of people. Braggy. There's a lot of people who listen to us, and I see all these people that listen, but I don't hear from a lot of them. Now I get emails each week from people, and I love that. But one thing I would love to hear from people. And so we're talking about this. You can't really do phone calls, but here's what we can do. On your phone, record a voice memo and then send it to us and to our email, which is teacherstalkintech@gmail.com. If you record a message for us, then we will play it on the podcast. Questions, and talk about it.
Things you want to know more about.
Yeah.
I love hearing what other teachers are doing.
Me too. And it's I want to hear what you do in your classroom. This is a perfect one to do this on, because do you have a brain break that you love? Something that you do with your kids that they absolutely love. We would love to hear about
it. That's what I'm saying. In the next episode, we can do a little update at the beginning.
We could do, I love that. All right, sweet. So anyway, again, you just record a voice memo. It'll sound crystal clear if you do it that way. And then whatever kind of device you're using, it'll have some way to share your voice memo. So if you're using an iPhone, then it just has the share-o, which is like the box with the arrow coming out of it. And then you just say, share to my email, and then send it to teacherstalkintech@gmail.
I'm super sad. I thought I came up with the name share-o. That's legit what it's called.
It's really called a share-o. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least on the Apple products it is. Mm-hmm. And when we get them, like we said, we'd love to talk about them.
Yes, I want to hear what you guys are doing. That's
for sure.
It's cool.
For sure. All right, well, thank you for joining us today. And I'm so glad that we are into 2019-2020, another year of Teachers Talking Tech.
And if you only come to this podcast for Mike Brown, he'll be back next episode.
Yeah, so for all of you who are hoping to hear
for his, all you Mike Brown
his
fans.
Silky deep voice, you're going to have to wait till
he'll
next time.
He'll be back.
He will. All right. All right. This has been Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Marie Larson.
See ya. Like little kids just making fart noises and listening to it back. Welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
And I'm Marie Larson.